Chapter 4 Jihad. The change of Qibla, the direction of prayer, had occurred at the end of a period of uncertainty. Muhammad and the community had been restlessly turning this way and that, searching for guidance in their confusion. Muhammad knew that a prophet had to make a difference to the world. He could not simply withdraw from the mainstream. He had to put God's revealed will into practice and create a just egalitarian society. But the Hijra had pushed the Muslims into a peripheral and anomalous position. Even though Muhammad had begun to implement his social reforms, he knew that he would make no lasting impression on Arabia as long as he was confined to and isolated in Medina. Mecca, the mother of cities, was crucial to the development of the peninsula. Arabia needed the commercial genius of the Quraysh. Mecca was now the centre of the Muslim world. Muslims yearned towards it in prayer several times a day, but it was coming to seem like an absent, inaccessible lover. Muslims could not even make the Hajj like other Arabs. Muhammad realized that Mecca was the key to his mission. The hostility of the Quraysh had eradicated the Ummah from the tribal map and pushed it into a political limbo. Without Mecca, Islam was doomed to marginality. Somehow Muhammad would have to make peace with his people. But after the first shock of the Hijra, most of the Quraysh seemed to have forgotten all about the Muslims. Before Muhammad could seek reconciliation with Mecca, he had to make the Quraysh take notice of him. He also had to secure his position in Medina. He knew that as far as most of the Medinese were concerned, he was still on trial. They had defied the might of the Quraysh by taking the migrants in because they expected some material advantage. And here too, Muhammad had to deliver. At the very least, he had to ensure that the emigrants did not become a drain upon the economy. But it was difficult for them to earn a living. Most of them were merchants or bankers, but there was very little opportunity for trade in Medina, where the wealthier Arab and Jewish tribes had achieved a monopoly. The emigrants had no experience of farming, and in any case, all the available land had already been taken. They would become a burden to the helpers unless they found an independent source of income, and there was one obvious way to achieve this.